There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Sunshine, lollipops, and roses. Ah, yeah, that's much better than whatever was going on in your mind before today, before this moment. Certified to be the Wednesday, March 18th program. I'm Doug Steffen with Ken Kessler, and we're here in depth to first start off with an eye or both eyes or ears, I guess maybe our nose, because some sphinx in Ferguson, as the rumors fly around about this fellow Jeffrey Williams, who's accused of shooting two police officers in Ferguson, with the latest situation being more of the same untenable, horrible stuff that you've heard about Ferguson. So now the rumor is, or the accusation is, that police beat this guy to within an inch of his life. Police say, completely false. Okay, so what are you going to believe, given what we know, we all of us collectively know about the situation in the police in Ferguson? 888-302-3684, email to Doug or Ken at DougSteffen.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. This is the police response. Completely false. They responded to allegations that this fellow who was arrested for shooting the officers was beaten senseless. Jeffrey Williams has been charged with two counts of first-degree assault, count of firing a weapon from a vehicle, and three counts of armed criminal activity. Police have said he admitted to firing the shots that struck the officers, but his lawyer says he doesn't have much confidence in the statements, seeing as they were generated by the police. I think we didn't question that well enough yesterday, Kenny, when first that was on the surface. Okay, yeah, the guy admitted to it. Well, now, maybe he admitted to it because he was afraid if he didn't admit to it, he would expire soon. He's scared. And this has been traumatic. So did he or didn't he? What are the opinions of people that have been? I'm sure there's a lot of stuff on our social media pages about Ferguson. What's going on there, Ken? You want to give us a couple of samples?
Sure. James says, it's time for nationwide police reform.
Good idea. Yep, I'm with that. I think we have too many police. They are not well enough trained. They aren't well enough paid. And so we have situations like this. Yep, that's a good idea. Next.
Brett says, while the Ferguson police are shady, I trust them more than Eric Holder.
Well, Eric Holder hasn't done much to give us a reason to believe. I don't know if we're going to go that far, but I think the whole thing is pretty shady, rife with people that you can't trust, which is a horrible thing considering how much we pay for police. Look at I'd be interested to know what the average real estate tax bill is in Ferguson and how much of that goes to police and law enforcement, and then take the average federal tax that people are paying in Ferguson, Missouri, and find out how much of that is going to run the legal or justice department, and you've got quite a can of worms. What else?
Travis says, the corruption and racism in Ferguson are astonishing and shameful.
Well, but the problem with that is, yeah, both of those things are true. It is astonishing and it is shameful, but there's way too much of this. This is going on all over our country. And that's what's coming out here. And that's why there's, I think, with people who are thinking this through, the appalling situation that exists in many of the communities that just haven't seen the light of day. One thing is clear. This fellow has a large amount of bruising on his body, according to his lawyer. Lawyers say he noticed that he appeared to be making statements, and he didn't have the advice of counsel when he did it. And then he said, let's assess all this bruising on your body. Why would you, under the circumstances, go back to this, want to be a policeman? Why in the world? Kenny, did you ever think about being a policeman?
I never did.
Of your life? I did when I was a youngster. I remember riding to school in the bus, and Officer Walter Mahoney was the traffic director, and he was the safety officer, and he had that uniform on, and his wife was my third grade teacher. And I thought, wow, this is very cool. I'd like to be like, I mean, I thought about it for a while. And I bring it up because under the circumstances, look around at how police get abused. The good ones are abused. The bad ones are the cause of the abuse. And why is it so difficult to get rid of the bad ones? Well, look at the unions. I wonder how much of a play that is in Ferguson County. How much the unions there, do they have a big union presence in the police officers' guild? So anyway, police are denying the accusation. The police department calls the allegations completely false. The sergeant there says immediately following his arrest, the officers transported him to headquarters where he was interviewed. The entire interview was recorded. So, be interesting to look at that stuff. Meanwhile, Sam Levine, covering this for the Huffington Post, reports next on Ferguson here on Doug's Good Day.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-294-6051. That's 1-800-294-6051. 1-800-294-6051.
Are you still losing your hair in the brush or the shower? Provia is the all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with all this and much more. Listener Tom says, I've been using Provia for the last 2 months, ever since I heard you talking about it on the air, and the results are amazing. I've been seeing my hair grow back in. Comes in thicker every day. It's absolutely wonderful. Even my wife has been commenting on how wonderfully I look. Well, if your wife is losing her hair, Tom, this product is for her as well. Call 800-525-8319 to get the results that Tom got. You'll get them by ordering Provia today. Also, mention Doug Stephan and ask for Provia Super Concentrate. You'll get it for faster, even more noticeable results. 800-525-8319 for a limited time upgrade to priority shipping. That's free as well. Provia, get your hair back the natural way. Stop hair loss now by calling 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319.
Would you wait several days for your cell phone to fully charge? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits. A tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita. Morn and win.
Sam Levine is the associate political editor at the Huffington Post. He wrote yesterday, quote, Missouri Lieutenant Governor Peter, is it Kinder or Kinder? Peter Kinder? Go ahead.
I believe it's Kinder.
Kinder. All right. Said that the protests in Ferguson that followed the death of Michael Brown were based on a lie, and there was more racism in the Department of Justice than there is in St. Louis. So that's an interesting statement. Sam, welcome to Good Day. Why did you write that?
Thanks for having me on. I thought it was an interesting response to what's been going on there. I think, following this arrest on Sunday, there have been a lot of questions about how involved the individual who was arrested was in the protest and kind of whether or not he was targeting police or not. And I thought this was an interesting response to that.
Well, the interesting part of this is the denial, the state of denial whether or not this particular incident was over the top. For the lieutenant governor to say the protests that followed the death of Michael Brown were based on a lie, maybe you can argue that the events that were proven differ from the initial accounts. However, if you go back in the history of Ferguson and find out what a bunch of meatheads these people were, the mayor and the city manager and the police chief and all the people that were in charge were a bunch of racist pigs. I don't see how you can come up with any other conclusion than that. So what the hell is the lieutenant governor talking about?
Right, and what's interesting is if you look at the actual report that the Department of Justice put out on the Ferguson Police Department, it explicitly says that even though there may not be that much evidence to support that Michael Brown had his hands up when he was shot by Darren Wilson, what it does say is that it's unsurprising, given the systematic, racial discrimination towards African-American residents in the city, that, people wanted to take to the streets and wanted to demonstrate against what was going on there. What the lieutenant governor was talking about there, I didn't really understand.
All right. So, but how often is it the case in these circumstances when you look around? I don't know. I haven't heard. This is the first time I've heard either the governor or the lieutenant governor quoted in a discussion about Ferguson. The state of Missouri is an interesting dichotomy. St. Louis, pretty sophisticated. I don't know. I used to work there on KMOX. And when I was in St. Louis a few months ago and driving around downtown, it looked like a completely different place than what I used to. I mean, this was, how many years ago was I there? Maybe in the 80s. So it's a different city for sure. But it looked like a city that was falling apart. And I'm thinking that this whole area seems like a blighted area. And if that isn't part of what the problem is, and are these people that are in charge addressing it, or are they just gumming about something that they should have done something about a long time ago?
Well, I think that the concerns that the Justice Department report raised about the police are serious, serious concerns. I mean,
well, they justify, but I'm just wondering whether the whole state of Missouri is beginning to crumble. St. Louis is not what it used to be. Ferguson and some of these other communities that are around that aren't too far away from St. Louis, are they suffering from this malaise that seems to have overtaken one of our great cities? Like Detroit? Mm-hmm. St. Louis looked like Detroit to me.
Mm-hmm.
What frustrates me when I see and hear these things is that we're outside looking in. We're here, we're making judgment. The only judgment that it seems to me makes any sense at all is that the Ferguson Police Department was out of control and had been for a long time and should have been taken or held to account, been taken under somebody's wing. But now this Johnny after-the-fact stuff with Lieutenant Governor and other people, just why don't we just shut the book on it and move on to the next thing? This has been so overdone.
I don't understand
overdone. How
these guys got in control, how they got a police
Given
department.
Given the fact there's so many blacks in
the
community.
Well, I mean, you look at the population, the black population, there was a white population, and then the leadership. I don't understand why there isn't a black mayor, why there isn't a black police chief, why there aren't more black police officers in that area.
Rich, did you ever hear of corruption at the ballot box?
How do you... No, come on now.
What do you mean, no? Are you kidding?
How do you get that much corruption?
I think you're kidding yourself. You don't think that there are things going on there that keep the power in the establishment hands? I think that goes on in these small communities all over the place. All kinds of shenanigans. That's why they cleaned out the judges and all the other people.
There's an opportunity now.
Can of worms. Yeah, to make it better. That's what I'd like to
say. To be more representative and to have more control.
All right. Interesting reflection. Sam Levine from the Huffington Post here on Good Day at 21 after the hour.
What good is a big Berkey water filter? We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
St. Patty's Day is coming soon to Guns80.com. My buddy Mark is rolling in clover since Guns80.com announced its clean and green sale. He used his leprechaun-like magical powers to get Guns80.com to offer us a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Now, for a limited time, when you order an AR-15 rifle kit, Guns80.com will toss in a cleaning kit and a tactical bipod pistol grip free, all for the low, low price of $449.95. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com.
Singers for Irish Day. Happy St. Patrick's Day from Thin Lizzy. Wow. The boys are back in town. Crank it up, Richie.
I love not guitars.
Especially when it gets to right about here.
Wait a minute. One more time.
Not to right about here.
Sound American.
No. Take voice lessons. All right, so let's see. Moving on, shall we try Krista Berg, Lady in Red?
Lady in Red.
They're all Irish singers that we're celebrating here, other than the ones we've already paid attention to, like U2 and Van Morrison and Bing Crosby and Amy. From the movie, was this... The skirt, she stands over the grill in the garage. Mary to Stephen.
What? No.
Say what? Marilyn Monroe.
He's right.
No.
I know, I remember that image.
Yeah, no, this was the lady was married to Steven Seagal at the time. And she, there was and when you watch
the movie, The Woman in Red, Kelly LeBrock.
Okay. Kelly LeBrock.
Yeah, thank you. So this is not related to that?
No.
You could have said, yeah, nobody would know the difference. Kenny, who's going to know? Half a million people. Gilbert O'Sullivan is Irish. It's the saddest, most horrible song.
Oh, my God.
Listen. Alone Again, Naturally. See, every time I hear this, I want to cry.
Wait a little while from now. I'm not feeling any less proud. I promised myself to treat myself and visit a nearby town. Climbing to the top, will throw myself up in an effort to make clear to whoever what it's like when you're shattered and standing in the lurch at a church where people say,
yada, 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 yada.
All right. Next. How about Cranberries? You want to do the chorus? The chorus
would be good. The chorus, yeah, they're great.
All
sound European when we sing.
What does that mean, Simon?
I don't understand how
what
the accents
that mean,
go.
Sound
away.
European. I don't. Everybody, you sound German. You sound French. You sound Spanish. You sound Italian.
When they're a German band, when they sing, they don't sound German. They just.
Speaking is a different part of your brain, Rich. Actually, if you have a person who's had a stroke, they can't talk. They can sing.
Yeah. All right. How about the Cranberries? Another Irish group.
Great song.
Boomtown Rats. Don't remember this coming at all. One of the kings of Irish music that you hear everywhere on Patrick's St. Patrick's Day. It was green alligators and long. Anybody understand this? I played this as a teacher. I never remember actually trying to understand what the heck it was all about, other than it was.
Is the unicorn green alligators?
All that stuff. 28 after on Good Day.
Now God seen some sinning, and it gave him pain. And he says, stand back, I'm going to make it rain. He says, hey.
Would you wait several days for your cell phone to fully charge? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? FloNase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now, and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds, and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect?
Uh-oh.
You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the Commander-in-Chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
I'm Bob DiRico Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. Did you know that two of America's largest candy makers are being sued for failing to put labels on their candy warning about lead found in their chocolate? Sounds serious, but do we really need to worry about whether our favorite candy bar is dangerous? Well, consider this. The group suing the candy companies is using a very controversial California law known as Proposition 65. It's supposed to protect consumers by requiring labels on products containing chemicals that could cause cancer. But a major report indicates it's never done anything to lower cancer rates. The report, published in the Wall Street Journal, concluded that there isn't a single empirical study demonstrating any public health benefits of the law. What the law has done, though, is produce lots of wacky labels, like the one on a fishing lure that says, harmful if swallowed. That's right. Let's be fair. Food safety is serious, but the FDA is already charged with ensuring the safety of our food, and it says the chocolate is safe. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamerica.org.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse.
Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
In an unpredictable world, it's good to know you are in control of food, your greatest dependency. GoFoods are storable for 25 years, quick fix, non-GMO, kosher, health store quality food at discount store prices delivered to your door. GoFoods is there when you need it most. Feed your free to package is available with up to 3 months of food for free. Call GoFoods at 1-800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Time is 33 at the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. Ben Kessler and I are here at your service on your side, going through some of the embattled news and some of the things that people we're always testing the accuracy of some of these reports. Kenny and I were talking off the air about what really is going on in Israel, because some of the headlines read that the both sides are evenly divided after the Israeli vote, and the chief rival of Netanyahu trying to put together a coalition, and then you see that as the story unfolds, that's not accurate or true at all. Right, Kenny? The story is that Netanyahu won rather handily, and so yeah. You wonder. It's the same pollsters who do our polling here are hired to do polling in places like Israel. They have great technology. Israel is the fourth most active economy in the world, and much of it is built around technology. I think they're second to us, or third, at the very least, in terms of developing technology, building technology, selling technology. So whatever their polling suggested, or whoever was doing the polling, Gallup and Zog being the same, as I said, people that are here go over there and do the polling, but they weren't really very accurate because Netanyahu seems to have won handily. So what does that say to the naysayers, nanya, about his coming over here? Does that underscore, does that more or less, I guess what I would ask, Kenny, you're pretty good at watching and evaluating some of this stuff. What does it say to those who thought that Netanyahu did himself some harm by coming over here? Is any of his winning in Israel tied to his coming here a couple of weeks ago?
Oh, it probably is.
Yeah.
Any leader who goes to another country that usually helps them to plead their case looks like somebody that you would want leading you, who's trying to get help for your side. And that's what he looked like.
Yeah, I just thought, I've interviewed the guy, sat in his little office when he wasn't in charge, or in between times when he was in charge, and I was very impressed with him. I was very impressed with his grasp of the issues and his firm handling of his ideology, that sort of thing. And I don't, when people were talking about him not using good judgment coming over here, I thought, nah, he's figured this out. He knew exactly what he was doing and knew exactly how to win
over there. This is a very sharp, very shrewd guy. So that's one of the items of interest that's in-depth, and there's nothing really to report other than Netanyahu has won, and those of you who like him, hooray, and those of you who don't, boo, and that's you move from there to a discussion. This hour is devoted in part to us taking apart some things that have probably hit your ears and hit your brain in the last few days, maybe the last week or the last 24 hours. I'll tell you something. There is, as you get into springtime, spring starts this weekend, people are beginning to examine their body. A lot of people who have taken time off to go to some of the warmer places because the weather's been so bad in the northern part of the United States this year, there has been tremendous, oh my God, the tourism in Florida and Arizona and Southern California is amazing, and it's built on people's response or reaction to the bad weather. So there have been a lot of people since Christmas. It's the same sort of thing every year. We go into every Thanksgiving, or usually by the time November 1st rolls around, I've got a sponsor who's a Weight Watcher, you know, one of these diet, but there's always somebody who wants you to go on a diet. Start now, get ready for spring, don't overeat. If you overeat, use this program to lose weight, yada, yada, yada. So that goes on, and then into the beginning of January, people say, oh, look at how you abused yourself. It's time for you to start losing weight, and here's the diet. So I was looking at some of the diet fads and the food trends that basically every year, and I say this lovingly, I would bet every year we have a different sponsor. It's not always the same. Sometimes we've had the same from year to year. But we talk about science disproving itself all the time. The Atkins diet, wow, is that great. Weight Watchers, great. Jenny Craig, great. And then you find out that they're not so great, based on somebody's research. I have noticed from time, I think I first became aware of this when I first was on the air, thinking about it, because I've never really needed to be on a diet. I've been pretty careful myself in this past year. I've lost 12, 14 pounds in the last couple of months. And I think that's as much as I want to. I think what you turn around, what you do with your body and how you maintain the weight is turn it into muscle. That's not easy for some people to do. I just always kind of get this roll, and I don't like it. And so my concentration is to stop eating the bad stuff that I love. Cookies, pies, cakes, ice cream, candy. Right? What a horrible existence. I'm having a physical this week. I was just thinking, matter of fact, I'm getting blood drawn on Friday, and I can't get it done until late in the day. So that means that I have to go without eating pretty much from when I go to bed tomorrow until when I get it done. I think it's tomorrow I have to do it. So I have to be, when I finish eating today or tonight when I get back to the farm, that's it until late tomorrow afternoon. So in that circumstance, because I'm a high energy sort of person, I am moving all the time, I'll probably lose a couple of pounds just there. And, you know, there's the business about water. Is it water weight or is it real weight? And you can tell that by at the beginning of the day what you weigh. And then at night when you step on, if you're a devotee, and I do this pretty much, pretty regularly. I step on the scale at night when I'm brushing my teeth and look at it. And then I step on the scale in the morning when I brush my teeth. And there's usually always a couple of pounds different. You ever notice that, Kenny? Whatever you lose as you go to sleep. Anyway, that's not a diet. But I think the thing that is under scrutiny are these conversations about fat. We got into this yesterday, talking about fat. It was, for a while, the fad was eliminate all fat, no fat. And then people are getting sick. Why are you getting sick? Because you don't have enough good fat. Alzheimer's and dementia, in part, largely caused by not having enough of the good fats, omega-3s, in your system. Bad for your heart, bad for your liver, bad for everything. So now there's the fat thing. The next thing is going to be avoiding carbs. The Atkins diet, the paleo diet, the gluten-free lifestyle. There are a lot of things to consider here. And one of the things that came to the surface here big time this week has been a study of carbs, carbohydrates. Do they make you fat? Well, as with fat, there are a couple of kinds of carbohydrates that your body will process differently. I was reading an article in the Dallas paper. I grabbed the Dallas paper yesterday when I was in the airport. And so that's why I brought this to your attention. There's a nutritionist who discussed the matter in the article that I saw in the Dallas paper. Simple carbohydrates are rapidly digested, things like white bread, cookies, cakes, that sort of thing. But the complex carbohydrates, fruit, vegetables, whole grains, that sort of thing, they are slowly and well digested, and that's why they are better for you than the bread, the flour, the cookies, the cakes, that kind of stuff. Complex carbohydrates, much healthier, but it's not just carbs that pack on the pounds either. Essentially, it's the amount of calories that you're taking in from whatever the source, whether it's carbohydrates, proteins, fat. If you're ingesting too many calories, then you will gain weight. The fellow cited, the doctor cited in this article, said it's not carbohydrates that'll make you fat. It's just eating too much. Duh! That's all it is. It's eating too much and eating the wrong things together. I was reading comments that came from people that were published in this newspaper. A guy named Lawrence said, great advice, basically eat how you used to eat before the 70s. Eating junk food, gallons of soda was not part of our daily menu. And there were treats. We didn't crave anything. We just curbed our appetite between meals and felt hungry. We didn't constantly carry big drinks around, you know, those 32-ounce gulp things. And he's right. They didn't. I remember when I was a kid, we didn't have any of that stuff. We didn't even have fast food when I was a kid. So, come on, that's... Yeah, okay. McDonald's started in the 50s. I got it. Thank you. All right, so next up here is Dr. Jack Stockwell, who's one of the five medical performers on our program, where they focus on abusive substances. So we'll get into the good, the bad, and the ugly in a moment here. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program, 17 before the hour.
You make the decision to buy the home, then you're faced with what's next. What do we do?
We started at Realtor.com.
Realtor.com gave us a lot more current information.
Listings are pulled directly from the MLS every 15 minutes.
Once you've gone through all of that, the Realtor makes it happen.
We worked with a Realtor that really knew the area.
And he knew the market.
When you have someone who has the expertise, it makes it so much easier.
Realtor.com and Realtors. Together, we make home happen. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. Do you have stuff to clean this disaster of a break room?
Sure, Staples has wipes, paper towels, sprays, sponges, all at a low price.
How about these floors?
Disinfectant cleaners, mops, bucket with side press ringers, and yellow wet floor signs.
Anyone know how long it takes to reheat cod?
We also have air fresheners.
I'll take a case of those.
Make on budget happen, make cleaning up happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get Scott 12-pack paper towels for just $7.99.
Offer valid on SKU 300469 in-store and online and $3.28 while supplies last. See store, staples.com for details.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 2020 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 2020.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before riding a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morning win.
Policy issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-294-6051. That's 1-800-294-6051. 1-800-294-6051.
Dr. Jack Stockwell is here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. If you are a follower of fashion, you know that Jack has put together a wonderful website, The Forbidden Doctor. He and his wife, Mary, are geniuses when it comes to understanding the, I don't want to say the contrarian side of things, but the other side of the medical world, the side that a lot more people seem to be paying attention to because of its relevance. Jack, last night I was with a group of people that were using a new machine that I, there are only 200 of them in existence in the world, and what it does is take your handprint. You put your hand on this device for about 14, 15 seconds, and it will analyze everything going on in your body, and it is the most uncanny thing I've ever seen in my life. The woman who, I witnessed four of these over the course of a couple of hours. The information that they found out about these people, what was going on in their bodies, I would, if you hadn't told me this could be done with this kind of machine, I would have said you were full of baloney, unless I saw it myself. It is an amazing demonstration. It kind of reminded me of what Mary, the reason I'm bringing it up here is because it reminds me of what Mary does when she analyzes the various parts of your body with that, whatever that gizmo is that she's got in her office.
It's a bioscan.
Bioscan. But yes. This was done in seconds.
Do you remember the name of the device?
I don't, but I'm going to go back. They're going to do me on Sunday. I couldn't stay. I had to be on the road for 4 or 5 days. So when I come back on Sunday, I'm going to go meet them, and they're going to test me. So I'll tell you what comes out of it. But it was I don't want to say shocking. Just I was spellbound looking at the thing and how it worked.
It wasn't called a Zydo, was it?
No.
Okay.
Nope. Okay, what happens with frequent marijuana use? One of the things that's a problem is your memory. Is that news, or is this something that has come about as a result of more and more people using marijuana?
Yes, absolutely. It's becoming more apparent, the side effects of continued use of this particular product. While there is some definite medical advantages of the marijuana oil from which the THC has been removed, the idea that you can continue to smoke this stuff and get medicinal benefits from it on the level that people are using this, especially what my brother who lives in Colorado, who's been telling me about this, and now other states joining in. Nevada is considering doing it this fall in a general election. Overuse of this stuff is causing anxiety. It's causing neuroses in people who were otherwise rather calm. It's causing memory problems. It's causing dissociative behavior. It's causing ear problems, tinnitus. Even people who will quit using this stuff after a while because they can no longer live in a perpetual high. Notice a few months later, after most of the side effects have worn off, they have hearing deficits, or they have tinnitus, depending on what school you went to, with this ringing, buzzing in the ear that will not go away, mm-hmm. and that is not responding to any particular type of medication.
Dude, what'd you say?
Yeah.
I can't hear you.
Yeah.
All right, so from the same department, powdered alcohol has gotten approval by the FDA. This can't be anything but bad. Can you imagine powdered alcohol? What in the world are these people thinking?
Well, you know, anytime you start fooling around with Mother Nature, there's going to be hell to pay to some degree. Now, alcohol, ethanol, is a normal byproduct of certain types of sugar and fat metabolism that occurs in the gut. Mm-hmm. And people who have a high sugar intake, lots of soft drinks a day, lots of candy, things like this, have a perpetual flow of ethanol going into their brain all the time they don't even know about, because there's certain bacteria that's living off of those processed sugars that produce ethanol as a byproduct. But when you start doing something like this, I mean, what's the idea behind this? You buy some of this powdered stuff, you mix it, you dilute it down.
What do you mix it with?
The idea is, yeah, you put it in water, Yeah. And this stuff,
it's in any kind of flavored beverage.
That's about it.
Anything
that's water-based. Yeah, now you can start sneaking it into your favorite venues. That's crazy. It's insane.
It really is. Another great move on the government's part. Jack Stockwell, don't forget the Forbidden Doctor. This is a podcast. Check it out, ForbiddenDoctor.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This is Tim Austin, Senior Vice President of Kmart. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year. That's why Kmart is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
By now, you heard about bitcoins, but did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co, because at BidBit.co, you can receive bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right, whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
Is from the future, but since you've been good, you get it early.
Let's get it started in here.
And the bass keep running.
In this context, and so disrespect. So when I bust my rhyme, you break your neck. We got 5 minutes for us to disconnect.
Let's get this thing started, Chucker.
So lose your inner vision, follow your intuition. Free your inner soul and break away from tradition. Cause when we beat out, we're gonna put the heat out. You wouldn't believe how we watch it.
One of my favorite movies of all time, along with Ken Kessler's.
Oh, yeah.
Hot Tub Time Machine.
Is there another one coming out this week?
It came out.
It did come out already?
Yeah.
I remember seeing this. You'll be able to watch it on an airplane next
year. Yeah, exactly. Right. What a waste of time.
I tell you what, one of the funniest movies in the history of man.
Everybody's got a different sense of humor. Mine doesn't equate with this. All right, so anyway, let's get it started. Craig Robinson from the movie Hot Tub Time Machine, number one movie this week in the year 2010. What'd you say, Chucker?
I say they say a sense of humor is generational.
Thank you for that. All right, let's get to our, this one is good. This movie, which if you can generate into your brain matter the recollection of what the movie is, will allow you to qualify for the drawing next week we're having for that big trip to the Broadmoor in Colorado Springs. We'll give it away. When is it? Are we doing it on Thursday, Friday next week? Do you remember what day we said we were going to do?
Friday sounds good.
Friday's good. Okay. All right, so the star of this movie is 64 today. Let's see if that helps. Here's the first clue.
You die first, Ed. Your friends might get me in a rush, but not before I make your head into a canoe. You understand me?
There were two movies out at the same time. Val Kilmer was the second on this movie, and that should help you a little bit figure out which one it was. 888-302-3684 to qualify. Next clue.
You called down the thunder. Well, now you've got it.
Yeah, great stuff.
This was a very good, intense movie. It told the story. It did. It really did. Okay, so last clip, Richie.
You want to do something or just stand there and bleed?
All right, so.
Line, I've got two guns, one for each of you.
Yeah, but that wasn't his actor, so.
No.
Yeah.
We're just focusing on his birthday, so he's the only one we heard from here.
But that's,
all right, what's
that's
the name of the movie? 888-302-3684. We'll have the answer to that. Chuck has movie news in a moment here on Good Day.
What do you do with savory Johnsonville Italian sausage?
Well, I turn regular pasta into
Mom's famous rigatoni and sausage.
I turn plain pasta into Uncle Charlie's world-renowned baked ziti.
With Johnsonville, I make Judy's legendary zucchini and meatball.
Create your world-famous pasta dish. Pick up Johnsonville Italian sausage in links or ground and bring sizzle to pasta night.
When someone is 100% awesome at what they do, you call them super, like superheroes or superstars, which is probably why Super 8 hotels are named Super 8. They take a comfy, affordable stay and make it super. With free Wi-Fi, free breakfast, and Wyndham Rewards points for loyalty members at over 1,800 locations worldwide. All at a price that fits. And that's just super. Super 8 Hotels. Stay super at super8.com.
All right, 888-302-3684. Who's taking a shot at this, Richie?
Jake is.
Jake, hi. Welcome to Good Day.
Hello.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys?
I'm well, thank you. We're doing well. What's the name of the movie?
It's Tombstone.
Kurt Russell, 64. Val Kilmer. Who else was in this that we remember?
Bill Paxton.
Paxton was, right.
Yeah. Sam Elliott was.
And Sam Elliott, yeah.
Yep, Sam Elliott was. Who was the... Was Dana DeLacy... Wasn't she
Delaney.
The female?
Dana DeLacy, yeah, she was in it. Yeah. Yep, yeah.
Her too.
Yeah, and then who was the bad guy? I'm your Huckleberry. He was good too. Mm-hmm. It's a great cast.
Yep. All right. Thank you, sir. Hold on just a second. You've qualified for our drawing next week for the giveaway to the Broadmoor Hotel in Colorado Springs. Meanwhile, Chucker, what do we have for movie news?
Yeah, actually, Kurt Russell's in Fast and the Furious 7. And speaking of that film, early buzz on Fast and the Furious 7, title Furious 7, is that it's dumb, insane fun, and it's going to be a huge hit for Universal Pictures. It was just screened the other day. Twitter reaction was extremely positive. And what they said is that it was that producers are right. Did a great job with the Paul Walker character, with him exiting the film, paying homage to Walker, who passed away last year. The film comes out at the end of the month. And one other bit of news, according to actor Jamie Foxx, Martin Scorsese will direct his Mike Tyson biopic. If that's true, that will elevate that project to a very high level. And say what you want about Mike Tyson, but I think a movie based on his life would make it very interesting.
Yeah,
feature.
That would be fascinating.
You said that the director who got credit for doing the movie with Kurt Russell, Tombstone, didn't really do it, that Russell directed it.
That's correct. George P. Cosmos was the director, but behind-the-scenes stories is that Kurt Russell actually directed that movie.
Mm. All right. A lot of news and good nice tidbits, check. Always, from Chuck Curry, who's here, our movie man, on Good Day, 59 past the hour.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com.